Get tired of this? Stoneham's chief of police, Grant Baker, asked Tricia. His voice was weary. He looked weary in the glow of the flashing blue lights from his cruiser and those of the Stoneham Fire and Rescue Unit's truck, the visor of his hat beaded with droplets.
Yes, especially when it means that not only don't I get to go home to bed, but I didn't get my reward for the day in the form of a lovely gin martini.
Tricia sat in the back seat of a Stoneham patrol car, which she shared with an impatient Angelica.
I'll second that, Angelica groused, inspecting the faux leather upholstery that looked none too clean, no doubt wondering if something on it would stain her ivory suit. I do hope we can wrap this up soon, because now I really need a drink.
Let's go over it again, Baker said.
Tricia sighed. When Carol left my shop, she wasn't holding a copy of A Killing in Madgate.
Are you sure?
Tricia thought about it. Definitely.
Did you sell any copies of the book before this evening?
Maybe half a dozen, but they weren't signed like the one you're holding.
Could one of those customers have come to your store this evening to have the author sign it?
Possibly. I didn't sell any of those copies, but Pixie or Mr. Everett may be able to answer that question. Tricia knew what she needed to tell the chief next, but she felt like a bit of a tattletale doing so.
We did have an incident just after the signing.
Baker's brow furrowed.
Oh?
Yes. Carol and Stephen Richardson apparently had words, and she slapped him.
Baker's eyes widened. What brought that on?
I don't know. Stephen apparently stepped outside the store to smoke a cigarette, and when Carol left, she stopped to speak to him. I don't know what was said, but Carol looked extremely angry, and Tricia waved her hand in the air for dramatic flair, slapped him across the cheek. It must have hurt. She left a mark.
And what did Richardson say about it?
Nothing.
And you didn't ask? He pressed.
I didn't want to embarrass him. Baker looked decidedly unhappy. He opened the book to the title page once more. Richardson had signed the book, but only with his name. It hadn't been personalized.
At these signings, he began, doesn't the author usually write more than just their name?
Tricia shrugged. It depends on the author. Many times customers will buy a book and read it, then give it as a gift. Also, when it comes to the secondary market, a personalized book isn't worth as much as one with only a signature. These books are first editions. They're always worth more than those from additional print runs.
If you say so.
Tricia bristled. If you don't want to know the facts about publishing, don't ask.
I didn't say that at all.
Your tone was dismissive. Baker opened his mouth to reply, then seemed to think better of it.
Never mind.
Chief, Angelica said, her own tone mirroring Tricia's pique. When can we leave?
When I'm satisfied, you've told me everything I need to know.
Angelica's gaze hardened.
We walked up the street, saw the book, and then found Carol. There's not much more to tell.
I'll be the one to determine that, he said, then slammed the book shut and stepped away from the patrol car.
Angelica stuck out her tongue at his back. Oh, Ange, Tricia chided.
He's punishing us.
What for?
Because you dumped him.
I didn't dump him, Tricia said emphatically. I chose to no longer go out with someone who wasn't ever likely to make a commitment.
And now it seems you feel the same way.
I do not.
Then why are you so prickly when it comes to dating Stephen Richardson?
I'm not prickly. I am going to lunch with him tomorrow, although as far as I'm concerned, it's definitely not a date.
Well, what would you call it then?
Lunch.
You're going to lunch with him?
Baker asked. When had he returned? Had he been eavesdropping?
Yes, tomorrow. I'm assuming you'll want to speak with him. He's staying at the Sheer Comfort Inn, at least for tonight. He said he was going there straight after the signing. He said he had other business in the village tomorrow morning, too, talking to Russ Smith.